Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. We took a 22 and a half hour break, but we are back.
Did you vote?
How can I vote?
I know you're stuck here.
It would take me an hour to get to the polling place through Sunbury. Then nothing against Sunbury.
I did. I was
Front Street
number 4 in Shamokin Dam.
Really?
Yep. 3 other people beat me there.
Did you write yourself in for something?
No, thanks. I already have a job. I don't need another one.
You could be auditor.
I'm about the only male in Snyder County not running for commissioner, so I guess I could.
Yes. Yeah, and that way you get to, you get to do objective interviews about this. So that's why we wanted you to stay out of that particular elected office. Did you ever think about a higher office, commissioner? No.
I told you years ago I was asked to run for a state house by the Republican Party where I was living at the time, and I decided I was a broadcaster, not a politician.
Well, that worked out in our favor. I'll certainly say that. But, maybe, you probably would have been a great leader. And you certainly know how to get along to get along, so I think you would have been a good...
That damn by faint praise or what?
You would have been the Merle Phillips of the Chambersburg region.
I don't know about that.
A super leader.
Around forever, right?
but pretty darn good leader, I think, anyway. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. You can call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trotz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. If you email us, you would do so at onthemark@wkok.com, which two individuals have done in just a few short hours, and so we'll read those emails on the radio. But you can send us more emails at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236, which we invite you to keep in touch in that particular manner. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trotz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. They want you to know that if you are going to utilize a hometown pharmacy, you have absolutely no choice at that point then but to help the whole town. If you help them, they take that dollar, they go out to the other local businesses, local restaurants, the local tire shop, the local garage, the local garage next door if you're at the Duke Street location of the Norrie Pharmacy, or they might go to the local restaurant next door if you're at the if you're at the Lewisburg Pharmacy. Abron and Marie's is that restaurant next door. You can go to Kohl's Hardware if you're in Lewisburg and walk there, or to the Champion Shoes if you are there. So those are some of the options that you have. If you go to Trotz Pharmacy, you can walk to the gas station at that intersection. I forget what's up there. Used to be a taxidermy sort of a trade place there, but in any event, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, you can walk around there and go to the rest of all the medically oriented facilities that are in that complex. I think, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, there's a little hoagie shop down there. So you see what happens as your dollar's rattling around in the community. Next thing you know, charities, churches, fundraisers, and fire companies are making out from that dollar, and that's because that dollar's helping out many, many people. The Hometown Pharmacies toll-free line, sponsored by those hometown pharmacies. So please patronize them, and you'll be better off for it. We have an open phone, 1-800-795-9565. President Trump was in town yesterday. The only audible boos were when they mentioned Tom Marino's name, and so people let out a boo.
Republicans
about that.
Booed Tom Marino?
Yep, because, and I would think because he quit. First he said it was for business, then he said it was health, and he's been a slippery. He's been the least loved Republican in this region in a long time. Maybe Don Sherwood would be the other one that had.
I think people like Don Sherwood. They just didn't like his
his lifestyle,
right.
His mistake,
his five-year mistake, as Chris Carney pointed out.
Yeah,
said, that's not a mistake, that's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Always thought, when I heard that line, I thought, that guy just won the election, and he did.
And he did. All right, so that was the only time there were any boos. The rest of it seemed like a raucous,
And then I heard they were cheering for Lou Barletta.
Yeah, they liked Lou Barletta, and they, of course, Fred Keller, and they also Jeff Whelan. There were no boos for him. I thought somebody would boo him because of the spousal abuse accusation from decades ago, but everybody cheered for him. And the other representative, G.T. Thompson, he's a congressman, he got a pretty loud round of applause, too. So, yeah, very interesting. And Joe Biden got dissed, so there were boos there. And Joe Biden grew up in Scranton, but then moved to Delaware. And the president made hay about the fact that he voluntarily left Pennsylvania. Now, he was 9, keep in mind. But
he could have moved back.
Right, exactly. He said, now remember, Joe Biden was a Pennsylvanian, but he moved out.
He left you. He abandoned
well,
you.
Well, his family took him out of state, but you're right. He could have come back to Scranton at any point. And he does return from time to time, I understand.
Only when it's to his political advantage to do so.
Oh, okay. Well, that could very well be. He was in Scranton last to film a re-election or a election campaign ad.
Well, I think it was an interesting evening. I saw part of it. I didn't watch the whole rally.
Well, it kind of morphed into just normal Trump stuff.
Right. I thought Fred Keller was on and off fairly quickly. I thought he was going to be more of the feature of the show. But it seemed like he gave a brief statement and then got off stage and left the president do his thing.
Well, and I hope folks saw a milestone in Fred's career. Fred started out just not holding the president at arm length, but just saying, you know, I'm Fred Keller, the state representative. I'm running for Congress. I'm dreadfully independent. I read these bills. I vote how I think I should. And when it comes to President Trump, I will look at what the president's supporting and then decide. But last night, he was totally on Mr. Trump's camp, you know, supporting him in 2020. And maybe you can do both. I'm certainly not saying that you can't do both.
So here, did the president's endorsement help or hurt?
Well,
I think it helps.
I think it would be a tremendous help. I mean, Fred doesn't need that help. He's already ahead by 17 points before the visit, but it certainly would help. And if there was anybody that forgot that the special election is today, they mentioned it about a dozen times in the remarks.
I thought the photographs in this morning's paper, the Daily Item, were fairly interesting.
Our newspaper didn't arrive today,
the picture showed the rally, you know, with Fred and the president, and although you could see all the people there. Then they had another picture of Mark Friedenberg addressing supporters in Williamsport, and there are like 6 people around.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Mark had canvassing underway. Well, this is what he said yesterday, is that he was going to make better use of their time than protesting. Should we tell people what happened?
Yeah, my lens fell out
of your glass while you rubbed
it
your
happens.
Nose. Oh, it does happen from
these
time
are old,
to time.
These are old, and I just pop them in.
Well, I invite, speaking of photographs, you mentioned the ones that are in the paper today. We had a young man who took some pictures for WKOK at the rally yesterday. I'll show you one of them. This is one. This was taken by a 16-year-old.
Hold it up so everybody on the radio can see it.
16-year-old. It's already on Facebook. How about that? A 16-year-old.
Very good picture.
He was up in the front. He's using an iPhone, and he's talking about this. Let me see if I can find one of the other pictures. He took some super pictures.
And you posted them on our website, right?
Yes, they are. They are there. And we invite folks to go there. But, yeah, he's just Pierce Ettinger is his name. He took some great photographs for us.
So how many protesters were there? Were they singing and chanting as they said they would?
You know, I didn't hear anybody talk about them. I heard people talk about them before they went, but I didn't hear anybody talking about them last night. I'm assuming they were there. But I didn't see any pictures. I didn't really troll Facebook, but it certainly wasn't sort of at the top of my feed, so to speak. I guess we'll just have to say some. I don't know. Maybe somebody who was there. I know lots of page. I'm going to show Joe this picture shortly as soon as I scroll down. There it is. Ba-boom. Hold on. Talk among yourselves for a moment.
This is really exciting for our audience.
Okay,
you realize
that? There you go. I can't get it to enlarge, but there you go.
Well, that's a beautiful picture.
Yes.
President Trump.
Yes. With the,
against the background, the sky.
Yep. When the sun is setting, the president's making a point. He's got his arm up, and the 16-year-old Pierce Ettinger took a fabulous picture of that.
So want to be a photographer? He's got certainly the skills.
I do not know. I don't even know his politics. I don't know if he was there because he supports the president or he's, you know, it would be a great civics lesson to see the president of the United States at close range. And so I don't know. I only know of him through my lovely bride.
Well, in any event, it was a big evening for Fred Keller to have the president come and endorse him. I'm sorry to hear that Tom Marino got booed, although, as you point out, not totally unexpected. And the other Republicans were all loudly cheered and praised, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And the president had...
Even Jeff Wieland, who, you know, had the potential. He was the heir apparent for the congressional seat, but the Club for Growth mailed out all those mailers to the conveners, and that helped. And so then Fred got the nomination.
Well, you know, you look at the thing, and you have to say that there were a lot of people up there who supported the president. You know, what was it, about 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 people?
Wow.
Something like that?
Well, we have the man who knows, the man who was literally in the back row where they relegate the media. Matt Cotrillo is here. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning, everybody.
We mentioned protesters. How many? I haven't heard about any.
There were only a handful, and the media had to come in. Actually, everybody that came in, media and public, had to come in on shuttle buses from the Lycoming Mall. And on the main strip there, heading into the hangar, only about a handful. You saw a couple people with signs for Mark Friedenberg, and that was pretty much it. That's all I could really see. And I think there was only about six I counted when we were driving back from the rally. So not really a whole lot. It was fairly peaceful overall.
Well, they said they were going to be singing and chanting and hearing speeches, so none of that apparently happened?
I did not see any of that coming in. It may have occurred after we, the media, were let in, which was about 4 or 4:30 in the afternoon, way before it started at 7.
But now, one of our good listeners says they weren't booing Tom Marino, but Lou Barletta. They were yelling, Lou, Lou.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh,
yeah, Lou.
So
Lou
not booing Tom Marino.
No, they were not, as far as I know. It sounded like Lou's to me.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Yes,
now.
Well, you're the one who told me they were booing.
No, actually, right. I should say Tom Marino actually got a pretty nice applause
good,
from the
okay.
crowd that
well,
was there last
right.
night.
Well, that's fabulous. Yeah, thank you for our good listeners.
You wish to apologize?
For saying the wrong thing, always. Yeah, if I say the wrong thing, I am sorry.
Okay, just so we set the record straight.
Honestly, it sounded like booing. I was watching on MSNBC, so maybe they amplified it.
They probably did, so they're booing.
Yeah, it was definitely Lou's, I think.
So, but you could say, perhaps with some accuracy, that Lou Barletta got a warmer welcome than former Congressman Marino.
Yeah, I think his was definitely the loudest, considering, I guess, what's happened in the past with him politically. But, yeah, I would say, but they both got nice cheers overall from the crowd when they both talked for a little bit. And I was also surprised how much Donald Trump Jr. spoke. He spoke for almost an hour. He spoke as long as his father did last night, and that was maybe about an hour and a half before the president arrived on the airport there.
Well, people talk about him running in 6 years, so maybe this is part of it to kind of get him out there, get him talking about.
I think we've had enough family involvement, you know, the Clintons, the Bushes. Now, if they're going to get the Trumps running their family members.
Well, what Clinton got elected?
Hillary. No, but Hillary ran, so
right.
Bill and Hillary.
So who was the better president, George H.W. Bush or George W.?
I think H.W.
Yeah, me too. And he only got one term.
One term, right.
So.
Because he made the mistake of saying, read my lips, no new taxes, and then he supported taxes. So that kind of did him in.
And how many people there all together would you say at this hangar?
It was definitely in the thousands. I was hearing somewhere in the 3,000 range, but we never got an exact estimate. But I think the capacity from what a rally goer told me was about 3,000 at the hangar there. So
was the president's back to you as he spoke?
He was facing us. So from our vantage point, you had the crowd that was standing in front of him, or actually was kind of surrounding him, and then you can see the surrounding like trees basically from where the hangar is, and then there was a set of bleachers that went horizontally in the back of the president. So he was basically surrounded by all.
So he's facing into the hangar.
But he was facing into the hangar, okay. And that's where the media was basically. And
is that where all the fake media was?
Or yes, was that was just... all the fake media was, yes.
So did he mention the fake media?
Plenty of times, actually.
<Did he? laughs> And he didn't take time to differentiate between those who were not fake and those who were?
No, he just labeled it all fake in one point. So
how did you feel about that?
You just roll with the punches.
Okay.
I'm just there to do my job, and that's pretty much it.
Well, I don't think we're the fake media. And I saw it was being covered on Fox. I doubt he thinks Fox is...
Well, actually, he did rip Fox last night
because
of all the town halls with the Democrats and everything. So he wasn't too pleased with Fox either. So everybody got a piece of the blame pie last night.
If you've been tuning into Fox recently, you could be forgiven for double-checking the channel listing. Among those turning up on Fox later are all Democrats: Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, and most recently, Pete Buttigieg. The appearances seem to be irking President Donald Trump, who's had the Fox airwaves to himself during his time in office. Speaking at a campaign rally yesterday in Montoursville, where he said, "What's going on with Fox, by the way? What's going on there? They're putting more Democrats on than you have Republicans." He added, "Something strange is going on at Fox,
yes,
folks."
That's exactly right.
But good news is Pocahontas turned him down, and I know I'll get in trouble for saying that, but Elizabeth Warren has said she would not appear on a Fox.
Oh, she won't even go on there.
She
oh, my gosh.
That.
Well, that's silly.
And, you know, the Democrats are smart. Fox is giving them. Fox has been pushed out of both of all the Democratic debates, so they're opening up the field and letting the Democrats come on and express their opinions. And the Democrats are smart for doing it. You know, how else are you going to reach a lot of people that wouldn't normally hear your message?
Well, and I think, I agree. And Fox claims to have a molecule of objectivity, and there's that molecule in action, allowing the Democrats on.
If you would open your eyes, it's there all the time.
Right. No, I agree. Yes, right. No, they're largely conservative, but they do have a thread of objectivity to them, and there it is. The only reason they have it is so that they can say they have it, but that's good enough.
You'll never see MSNBC offering Donald Trump time.
Oh, I'm sure they have. I'm sure they've invited him on, but he wouldn't do it. Look how they treat like-minded guests.
Well, they don't treat them well, which is why.
I mean, CNN, that's a tough situation. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Other insights, fascinating things to tell us about? Anything else?
No, I think Fred was definitely on shorter than I anticipated, Mark. I kind of had the same takeaway there. I think it was mostly the way I think Fred handled himself last night was I think he definitely got caught up in being a part of the Trump crowd there last night, because you are correct in saying that there are some things that he said on our waves and likewise of how he's going to approach things in Washington. And then he took a little bit of a different turn last night. But I think this is more or less just everybody just kind of playing the political game, so to speak. It's kind of was kind of my takeaway. I still think Fred will still. I don't think anything that he said last night is going to affect him. I think he's still going to win fairly handily, if you ask my opinion in this case. But that was just my only slight takeaway from that.
Well, when the party gets a hold of you, sometimes you have to do things you wouldn't normally do.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I thought about. I don't think that's really going to affect his track record per se. I don't think it shouldn't sway anybody to me one way or the other based on what he said last night.
Well, I would be astounded if Fred Keller forgot where he came from. It's not in his nature to
totally
do that.
I totally agree, and that's kind of what I think. That's why I think some people may have to take that with a grain of salt last night. But
all right, so we got a Shikellamy graduate who stands a chance to be a U.S. congressman. Let's hope that happens.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate
yes,
you checking
guys.
In. We have an open phone, 1-800-795-9565. The telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. Don't forget, up on Chamber Street, not Chambers Street, but Chamber Street in Danville, there is a fire. So we want you to be aware of that. So be aware. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We invite you to check with us now.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Mike was kind enough to wait through the break. Good morning, sir. We're reflecting on President Trump's visit to Montoursville. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I just have a couple observations. My son and I walked the area, you know, met some people, and talked to the people that were at the rallies. And I just want to say this, the cell phone service was overwhelmed. You could not, I have Verizon, we could not make cell phone calls from there because, you know, there was a couple thousand people or more standing there and everybody had their phones out and everything was jammed. We saw all the protesters. They were in a roped off area and there was a, it looked like a, I don't know, maybe five, six state police, people standing by right next to them, you know, in case there were any problems. And at one point, you know, they were doing their singing chants, you know, that you often hear that the liberals like to do, the rhyming chants. Right. And at one time it broke down into people across the block were yelling, build the wall, and then the group of protesters were chanting some song. And that was about
Donald Trump has got to go, right?
That one I missed, yeah. But that's kind of what we're talking about, yeah.
That's Joe's favorite.
Montoursville schools were shut down for the day, and we did notice lots of young people standing in line to see the president, young boys and girls standing in line. And one question I had, we came home and watched it on the television, and I was wondering, did Fred Keller drive to Washington so that he could fly to Williamsport? Is that how that worked?
I do not know.
Oh, he came in on the plane with the president.
Yes, yes, he got... I'm not sure exactly where he was placed. He may have been right after the president walking off the plane, which was pretty impressive. It kind of struck me as kind of funny. You know, he lives right here, basically, and then he got off the plane coming from Washington. You know, just
one of those things. He was here in the morning. He was at the ribbon cutting out at Bright Farms.
Yeah. They stopped at Harrisburg International Airport and picked him up there.
That I don't know. I was looking on Flight Trader to see if I could find the president's plane. I didn't see it, and I didn't see it on the ground when it left. So I was a little disappointed there because I was hoping maybe I could get a sight of it as it flew out of Williamsport overhead. Hmm. And, it was actually a very exciting day. There was street vendors out there. There were tons of people selling all kinds of paraphernalia, for Donald Trump. And a lot of people with signs in the yard, parking $40. I didn't see a lot of takers, but I'm sure a couple of people made a hit with that.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody's always looking to make a buck on something.
Yeah, and then the most important thing I have is you mentioned some pictures that were taken by a young man for WKOK, and I can't find them on your website. If you help point me in your
They're on Facebook. There's one on the website, and that's on our news story. That's the picture of President Trump and Fred Keller. That one is that he took that. And then on Facebook, there's one other picture of the president talking into the sunset. It's really a spectacular shot. You'll see, you recognize it immediately.
Yeah, he should use that in his campaign literature. It's such a great shot.
I'll check that out. It seemed a little bit bizarre there that the president was talking into those bright lights. We were actually watching it on an internet feed, and the picture was very distorted at times because of the bright lights and the cameras and things like that. I don't know how it came across on Fox. But, by the time the president was really speaking, he was speaking into the air hangar, and the sun was setting in a different direction, so it wasn't the sun, it was the lights that was causing the problems that he mentioned several times during his speech.
Right, I saw that. I never saw the light. We'll have to ask Matt how bright were they, so I guess would be the logical follow-up question. All right, we got you, Mike. Thank you so much for your observations. Appreciate that. We'll take more comers in that department during the 9 a.m. hour if you'd like to tell us about your observations, even just watching it on TV or being in Montoursville, just a handful of protesters. Of course, here's the answer to the question, where was Mark Friedenberg? Tourisville tonight to participate in the rally?
No, I won't be doing that. We're going to be doing much more productive, which is to be doing canvassing and phone banking.
That's a follow-up from yesterday's remark about the protesters there, Joe indicating that he would not do that sort of thing with his time. But obviously a handful of folks did do that, but not Mark Friedenberg. And the newspaper says he did follow through with his point to canvas and to go up there and hit the Lycoming County area.
He was talking to his supporters. I guess, you know, urging them to get the vote out today.
Good. Okay. We will take all comers during the 9 a.m. hour on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Traffic notes. We still have a section of Chamber Street listed as blocked in Danville. That's a fire scene. Fire's out, but some apparatus still on the scene there. We hear some motorists with their furrowed brow telling us Route 11 northbound is being detoured onto Ridge Road because they're cleaning up the rock slide that's near the Northumberland-Montour County line. That a semi-planned closure there. So without warning, Route 11 blocked for northbounders. Southbounders seem to be coming through okay. Then they get to the Norrie wait, but northbounders detoured onto Ridge Road, and of course that leads to a big go-around for folks. Probably one logical way to get around that is to go up to I-80 and then go east from there. But they call it Lawrence's worthless wisdom for a reason. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WDKOK Sunbury. WDKOK News time, it is 9 o'clock. First CBS, then some local headlines.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, superlative co-host Joe McGranahan on the other side. We got some emails that were sent to onthemark@wkok.com. I promise we will read those. We have an open line. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com, and you can text us at 70236. In the news, we have a fire on Chamber Street. It was a two-alarm fire that broke out around 7 a.m. No indication on injuries there from the scene, but we don't have any word of any kind from the scene at this time. We know a section of Chamber Street still blocked in Danville at that fire scene. We'll keep you posted. Surprise pop-up road closure around here, irritating motorists. Route 11 is blocked at the rock slide near the Northumberland-Montour County line. Not a new rock slide, but an unannounced closure and cleanup at that location. PennDOT decided today that they would block the highway and send traffic that's coming south on 11 up to or toward Interstate 80 or toward Catawissa, and they are sending the northbound traffic off on Ridge Road. It'd be much wiser to block traffic, northbound traffic in Northumberland, since you want my opinion on this. But this is an unannounced road project for a planned project. It's just unannounced that it's a closure. Traffic was open there until about 8:30 this morning. Fred met POTUS on the tarmac. That's an update. Fred Keller, who's the state representative running for U.S. Congress in today's special election, did not fly on Air Force One, but met the President of the United States on the tarmac in Montoursville. And from there, Mr. Matt Cotrillo picks up the story.
Fred Keller, the GOP candidate for the 12th U.S. Congressional District in Tuesday's special election, got a big boost Monday from President Donald Trump. President Trump strongly endorsed Keller to take over for former Congressman Tom Marino. It occurred in front of a rally of thousands at the Energy Aviation Hangar at Williamsport Regional Airport in Montoursville.
We have a man who's a special man. He's a successful businessman and owner. He believes in protecting the border, defending our Second Amendment. Fred Keller is a tough man. He's tough on crime. He loves our military. He loves our police. He loves our vets.
President Trump also backed Keller on health care policies that have been a sticking point in the race for the seat in Washington against Democrat Mark Friedenberg. The president says Keller and all Republicans will protect patients.
He will always protect patients. And I say it so strongly because the fake news doesn't want to say it. We will always protect pre-existing conditions. Very important.
Keller says residents of central and northeastern Pennsylvania have supported the president since day one. Keller also praised the economy and says he's looking forward to help push for the president's policies.
More people are working. Wages are rising. I'm running for Congress to help President Trump take care of our vets, make the middle class tax cuts permanent, build the wall, and make sure that in everything we do, America's workers and families come first.
Keller again condemned Friedenberg about being a supporter of the controversial Green New Deal. President Trump also touched on immigration, saying Republicans need votes in order to begin working on pro-immigration policies. You can watch the whole rally on the WKOK Facebook page. Matt Catrillo, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that information. A handful of protesters were there as well, we hear. Weather officials have confirmed that a tornado touched down in Lancaster County where damage to homes was reported, along with downed trees and power lines Sunday. National Weather Service says a brief EF1 tornado touched down in East Cocalico Township, in northern Lancaster County. Weather Service says a storm damaged team was sent there and reviewed areas footage to make that determination. Pennsylvania's April jobs report broke more new ground as the unemployment rate hit a record low and payrolls hit a record high for the third straight month. The State Labor Department of Industry, Labor and Industry, says Pennsylvania's jobless rate dropped by 1/10 to a percentage point to 3.8%. The state says its records go back to 1976. The national unemployment rate is 3.6% in April. Among states, Pennsylvania's joblessness ranks as among the lowest in the U.S. And it looks like an award-winning chef, Jose Andres, may be cooking up something special for a fired school cafeteria worker in New Hampshire. You may have heard about Bonnie Kimball in New Hampshire. She was fired by a food supply vendor for giving a free lunch to a student who couldn't pay for a meal. After word of the situation got out, the company offered to rehire her, but she declined. Andres has tweeted a link to a news story about Kimball calling her a hero and advertising job openings at his restaurants. No word on whether she's taken him up on that job offer. Andres, who owns restaurants in Washington, Las Vegas, and other cities, is known for his efforts to help Puerto Rico. Okay, so you get fired for giving a free lunch out at a school cafeteria, next thing you know.
I don't blame her for not taking the job back. I mean, if they're that capricious, I wouldn't want to work for them.
Well, he's working for a private company. Rules are rules, though. If you work for a company, they say people pay for meals or you give them bread and water. If a young man comes through who's obviously enjoying poverty, you give him bread and water.
Doesn't know that he's enjoying poverty. It may well be that his parents just neglected to put money in his account.
I think that's what it is. Well, in two more school districts, House Member Kurt Mosser talked recently about the fact that two more school districts, Warrior Run and Mount Carmel, are going to get on the free lunch program. They'll get some state money that'll assist with this, but they'll make lunch free for everybody. And, of course, that means taxpayers are going to pay for it.
Well,
it's not really free.
I think the thing they should do is, you know, give the kid the lunch and then go after the parents legally if they haven't paid and can afford to.
Oh, and this New Hampshire situation.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't keep the kid from having lunch.
We got open phones. We got three texts, all three of which are left over from yesterday. So we'll read those as much as we can. You contextualize them and read them? Okay.
So, Bob, when this is in response to a caller named Bob yesterday. When was the last time Trump took a paycheck for his service? All presidents travel, and those costs are borne by the taxpayer. So get over it. Immigrants to Norway are not allowed to get on the public dole. They must be self-supporting. So if the government of Norway allows 750,000 people a year into the country, they do it at no cost to the taxpayers of that country. That is a very different solution to the one situation we have on our southern border.
All right.
And Mike Bolig says, I do not know what you can do at your station to get some real news on, at least for the national news. This morning I got to listen to a 3 to 4 minute diatribe about a small jail in Congress to hold people who refused to testify.
This was being played up as a real threat
against Trump aides who may not want to testify against the president. If such tactics were used by the Republicans against Democrats, the word Nazi would be out there immediately. I hope people go out and vote Republican. Thank you.
Yeah, vote
signed
a couple
by Mike.
Times.
But Mike, I heard that report too. I didn't really get that out of it. I thought it was kind of whimsical. Someone saying, what would they do if they actually went to lock somebody up? Where would they lock them up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the story was about different rooms in the Capitol that one time or another have been used to hold people. And the focus was about this iron fenced area in the basement that was intended to be where George Washington was buried. So I didn't get that it was a threat. I just got that it was talking about, you know, they're talking about holding these people in contempt. Where would they actually hold them if they did it?
Well, Mike is hoping to hear more actual national news instead of sort of feature material. So,
right.
Yeah,
well,
that
this was definitely a feature story, but it was interesting.
Yeah, that's that 2-hour show in the morning is fabulous to listen to, but it is primarily features.
Features, right. Well, it's hard to get hard news every day, but they do have hard news on there.
Top and bottom of the hour from CBS. 1-800-795-9565. Mike, especially, the most important thing we'll say to you is thanks for listening. We appreciate
right.
that. Dale, you are a big listener and a big caller, so we appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think last week we got the news that Pennsylvania is ranked 48th out of 50 in, you know, state economy, education, and all I got. And Trump's over there bragging about what he's done and how the state's doing so good. But I don't think he heard that news. But I say, you know, Trump supporters, if he keeps saying that the sky is pink for like about 2 months, these people will probably start believing that the sky is pink. Because, I mean, the whole thing with Trump is, he, under Paul Ryan, he destroyed the First Amendment by saying fake news, okay? So now we have selective news instead of real news. It's not no fake news. It's all selective. It's what you want to hear. So now under Pelosi, he's stripping the powers of Congress, which is the people, okay? And what they're doing now is making both bases stronger, going radical left Pelosi, and he's going radical right. So that just strengthens up the two-party system. I think we need to stop listening to both of these, and I think that we need to make sure after you're 50 years old, you cannot vote no more. And then you, after you're 60, you can't run no more. Because I think...
I'm sorry, Dale, have you had these symptoms for long? You can't vote if you're over 50, and you can't serve if you're over 60?
Yeah, because they're destroying the country. Look, we've been voting, and we're just...
Yeah, listen.
The ship is sinking, okay? Totally sinking, okay? That's why he called more immigrants, because...
You aware that young people largely don't vote?
Joe, do you agree that Trump called the migrants over here? I believe...
You believe Trump called the migrants over here? Dale?
Yes, he said, hurry up, get over here, we're closing the door. He yelled it for a whole year.
Oh,
you can't comprehend that. I don't understand.
It's a dog whistle,
okay?
Joe.
A dog whistle,
yeah.
Okay.
Really, I mean, don't you think that's true? If these people are listening to him, you understand? They're listening to him. You don't think they're listening to him?
Joe,
they got over here and they knew
him,
it was a free pass.
If they're listening to him, they're hearing him say, don't come, we're full.
Joe, come on, man. Joe, really, seriously, he's the one who brought all the migrants here, okay? All it is for bringing the work force and securing the banks, because the banks are having a hard time people paying up right now. So he said, don't worry, I'm bringing more reinforcements.
So
that's all he's telling.
If that's the case, if
so,
he's
Joe,
doing
here's
this...
Here's another thing. What's that?
If he's doing this, then why aren't the Democrats supporting closing the border?
Because, Joe, there's both... The strategy is strengthening up both bases, okay? Instead of making a neutral, independent party or moderates, they're going so far to the right and so far to the left, and people are just hearing it. Just like I said, these people will believe the sky is pink if he keeps saying it. I said he just destroyed the First Amendment, and he's destroying the powers of Congress. Now we're going to have selected judges making our decisions. So I mean, I think people need to step back and listen, not hear, listen.
Well, I tell
that's
you, Dale,
that's the problem. People lost their ability to listen.
I'll tell
all
you, Dale,
I'm
over 60, and I voted today, and I hold an office. So I'm part of your problem, right?
I believe you are, Joe, because is my tax inflation's going up, and my taxes ain't going down. So, I mean, come on. You guys promise. I wouldn't have the heart to run for office, because I think it's just dirty water. It's darkness. I wouldn't even have the heart to run, so... I just say that the people believe the sky is pink. It's crazy.
All right. Thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the call. Well, that frees up the open phone.
When I went out this morning.
One of our good listeners sends us a note. Says, this is one of the smartest women in the world, incidentally.
Okay. He says, after Trump's thumping in the November Pennsylvania election with Casey's victory, he needed a sure thing. So he came to Pennsylvania and rattled the cages of his loyal supporters and will bring about securing Keller's victory. Unfortunately, Fred Keller would have won without Trump's help. Trump's support gives me one more reason to vote for Mark Friedenberg. But if Fred Keller is going to win without Trump's
help... No,
that's
not in the email. She stopped with Mark Friedenberg.
Oh, okay, right. Well, but I'm saying, why vote for Mark Friedenberg if you believe it's a waste of time? It's never a waste of time until the votes are counted.
Well, no.
If you support Mark Friedenberg, you should go to the polls and vote for him no matter what.
There's nothing she put in the email that
and
relates to wasting
Keller
your
as well.
Time. A vote for Mark Friedenberg shows a lot of character and intelligence, and that you're
I happen to think a vote for Fred Keller shows exactly the same thing. Even the newspaper said both were qualified candidates.
Yeah, this is rare. People. When's the last time we had an election where you had the better of neither evils?
Two good men running for the office.
I agree. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Thanks for the email. We very much appreciate that. Dan, you're going to have to stand by. I'm going to stay on schedule, so you hold on. That leaves three open lines.
Are you English scheduled?
Oh, 1-800-795.
Are you going to the loo during the break?
Loo. I'm not booing people who are at the loo. I'm saying loo.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On announced, unannounced road project in the valley, Route 11 north and south is blocked at the Northumberland-Montour County line, so it's blocked between Danville and Northumberland. So make sure you take an alternate route. It'll be closed most of the day as a completely scheduled project to remove dirt and stone is taking place. So unannounced to us, but PennDOT's been planning it, so we appreciate them letting us know today. 1-800-795-9565. One of our good listeners said, I headed to Danville over an hour ago, and I'm still not there thanks to traffic volume and this unannounced detour. So do be aware of that. Let's see. 1-800-795-9565. Mr. Dan, you are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Now, you guys did fair coverage for the Trump rally, and I think the local TV stations, I tuned into as many as I could. They were fair and balanced with Trump. When Trump talks about the fake news, we all know who he's talking about. We know the big boys he's talking about, so I'm not in the dark on that. But here's the part people miss. You know, we're not following Trump. Not at all. Trump's following us. Trump heard the voters, and Trump won the election because he heard us. He heard the Tea Party, and he heard the voters out here that didn't have a president. And I have to admit, Mark, you guys can laugh at me all you want, but when I saw Air Force One land up at the Williamsport Airport, I had tears in my eyes. I could hardly keep from crying. It was such an emotional experience to see a president that I really support, that's for the people, landing in our little area, which is mostly, they call it flyover country. but the President of the United States don't call us flyover country. And I was proud of Fred Keller. And it's not that, like I said, Fred Keller agrees with the President. It's not the other way around. People turned it around on its table for many years. Where I work, friends and me often talk. We don't have a president that knows where we're at. We don't have anybody for us. They don't know where we exist as the working people of America. Finally, the working man has a president. And for many years, the Democrat Party said, we're for the working man. We love the working man. Meanwhile, they sent all our jobs overseas. And that's why President Trump won the election. It's very easy to see. And you saw the support yesterday. There were many more people would have went if it wouldn't have been crowded.
Well, I think some people got turned away, too.
Yeah, many people couldn't get in. They shut. Now, the one lady might have had it wrong on TV last night. She might have had, I know your Mark there said it was 3,000. She said they shut the gate at 10,000, and there were 10,000 people waiting to get in, you know. So I don't know who does the counting or how they estimate them crowds, but that's what she said. But your guy that you sent up said there were 3,000 they left in. So it didn't look like 10,000 in there, but you couldn't see everybody.
Right.
But
it didn't look like 10. I'd buy 5, 6, maybe 8 at the most, but 10
right.
seems a little high. But
that, yeah, really. That
in any
seems,
event.
Yeah, it seems like that was awful high, but I thought that was a great moment for our area to see Air Force One landing up there at that airport, where I went to many air shows over the years, but that was the greatest moment that I remember in a long time.
Oh, I think it is exciting. I think we had two reporters there. They both said, "There's, you know, politics aside, it's just exciting to see the president, and it's just an interesting, you know, it's great to see that the president has us on his radar." Talking about Pennsylvania, and there's our lowly Kramer man, Fred Keller,
hey, man.
Next to the president, and
it's really awesome to think I was. Saying that last night, I said, there, I worked in Kramer many years close to Fred Keller, and here he is standing next to a president that I love and many people love in this area. There he is.
I didn't see a number, but I looked at WNEP's story, and they just used the word thousands. Thousands turned out.
Yeah, and but, you know, here's the thing, Joe. Over the years, friends of mine, we often talked about this, how far the Republican Party got away from being on the right. They were going to the center. And many of us talked about that, why we could barely support the Republican Party. And it's not that he's extreme. I don't call him extreme right wing at all. As I said before in this program, he's right where the right should have been all the time. And he finally come back to where I like to say that the right should have been at the right all the time. That's how I look at Trump. And that's how he'll win again in 2020 because he's the people's president. He doesn't cater to the elitist.
All right, we got you. All right, well, thank you so much, Dan.
You guys have a good one.
Appreciate that.
You did a good job, good coverage, and I don't have a complaint. But the fake news, what Trump talks about, we all know who they are. And so keep up the good work.
All right, thank you so much.
You guys have a great one.
You too.
You too. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. We would invite anyone to call us right now. 1-800-795-9565. While you dial that up or prepare to clack away an email at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, we'll remind you of some news headlines. We have Route 11 is blocked between Northumberland and Danville for a planned but unannounced closure of the highway. So from 8:30 to 3:30 or so today, you'll see Route 11 is going to be blocked as they haul away more of the stone and debris that's been part of that rock slide at that location for some time. So do be aware of that. That started out as a lane restriction today and then turned into a closure. And On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They are a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummelsworth. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, specializing in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires. They'll pump you up with nitrogen, and they'll fix your car. They'll wash it. They have a body shop there. They got a great big diesel shop there if you got a great big diesel vehicle. They got tow trucks. They have it all. If it means taking good care of your vehicle, they can take care of it at the Sunbury Motor Company. And if it means that your vehicle's shot, go ahead, push, pull, or drag it in there. They'll give you a fair dollar for it, and then they'll set you up in a new Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln. I'll be certainly driving away eventually in my Ford Raptor Ranger pickup truck.
I keep hearing you say that, but you're not actually going over there with your title and your wife.
I will be next year.
I think you ought to go today.
You got to wait till they get them in. They're not in yet. So we got to wait a calendar year. So, yeah, we're waiting. But we'll get a Hyundai Sonata for you, Mr. Joe here, and a Kia Santa Fe for my lovely bride, and a Lincoln Continental for Mrs. McGranahan.
I want the Navigator.
Oh, you want a Navigator. Okay, well, that's fine. We'll take good care of you. But see, that's the beauty.
I like to have a big car.
All right. Thank you. That's the beauty of the Sunbury Motor Company. They can take care of all of your unmet vehicular needs.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, along with our distinguished co-host, Mark Lawrence.
Oh, well, thank you.
1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number, brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Our entire program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We got a call coming in, and we invite your participation by calling our toll-free hotline number. And, Paul, you're on the mark.
Okay, gentlemen. What you are looking at is a thing from out of a book.
I'm looking at Mark. I don't know what. Yeah. I'm not looking at anything but Mark.
Okay.
Not good scenery, but it's my only choice.
You know what volcanic rock looks like after it hardens? Yeah, that's what I look like.
Out of the book of the machine by H.G. Wells. He wrote that in the future, man will have no purpose because machines will do it all. Right now, you have machines that make deliveries. You have machines that do surgery. You have machines that just about do anything, even repair themselves and even give you inspections. And man will have no purpose. So what would be the wrong with Amazon creating a voice in which all people would vote for as to have them president?
Huh? Run that by me again.
All right, I lost you had me until president.
Okay. In other words, we're talking to machines to do things for us. And government is supposed to be by the people. So if the people can create a machine that can do what it wants to do, then what would stop the people from voting for a machine to be their president?
Well, that's an excellent question. You are Johnny on the spot, as always. So, yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I think that is an unanswerable question. All right.
Well, certainly a bizarre concept. But
thank you, Paul.
Unanswerable questions and bizarre concepts, Paul. You got them all, buddy.
We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
Can you imagine one machine running against another? Please vote for me. I am a better machine.
I reboot better. All right. Yes.
I care about you. I will take care of you.
Well, I think if you vote straight Republican or straight Democrat, you're kind of
voting machine politics.
You're kind of like a machine. Yeah, you're supporting the machine. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Politics over the years.
I have voted all Democrat and all Republican. Incidentally, I'm a registered Republican right now.
I don't believe. Well, I looked up Rhino in the dictionary, and there's a photo.
There I was.
Yeah, there you were.
I guess it took advantage of, I barely remember, but I guess it took advantage of the voter opportunity in the last renewal.
You're very
fickle.
I mean, you bounce back and forth. It's like every time there's an election, you change your party affiliation.
Well, you know, I like being a Republican because of some of the previously known fiscal restraints, not that we've seen any of them, and the sort of the lower tax kind of thing, but I like Democrats because they're so much more interested in making sure that our government helps us to take good care of many more people, but I probably changed to support somebody, and I don't remember who.
Well, you care as long as the government supports you. As long as the government takes care of you, why do you care about others?
I don't know. It's called who I am, I guess.
Okay.
Why would anybody register as a Republican or a Democrat? That's a good question for this talk show. We're not going to stay on it for very long, but 1-800...
Well, you did. Why did you change?
1-800-795-9565. I think I changed primarily to reflect an interest in some of the Republican ideals. A little bit less government and maybe some less regulation in a few areas. But I think President Trump has gone too far in a number of areas, plus he's a train wreck of a human. So that's not the reason.
Well, you're a big environmentalist. How could you possibly be a Republican? Because we're supposed to hate everything about the environment.
Well, I think you're going to see a new contingent of the Republican Party emerging. Eventually, they're going to have to stop climate denying, and they'll have to embrace some simple technologies.
Nobody denies
that
the climate. I don't know a single Republican who denies the climate.
You don't know of any Republicans who say that it's the planet's not warming.
I know a lot of Republicans who say that it's cyclical.
Oh, brother.
But they don't deny climate.
That is so funny. Oh, my God. It's like, what?
You still haven't explained to me what happened to the last ice age.
An ostrich who buries their head, right? Ostriches, right?
In the sand.
Right. Well, there you go. There's a picture of Joe. Maybe that's where your hair went. It got rubbed off because of your frequent burial.
No, that's hitting below the belt.
Head. All right. What's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat today? Somebody who could misconstrue me as a President Trump supporter, which I support a few things that he's done.
If you take both parties
most things.
at their word and take the politics out of it, they're not that dissimilar. You know, both sides say they want to help people. They want to provide for the safety of the country. They want to secure the border. They want to do all these beneficial things. It's when you get politics into the mix that it changes. And then they become...
And they glue themselves together with other people.
Well, they come up with all these bizarre ideas that really aren't true to what their party's platform. And that's on both sides of the aisle. I mean,
sure, they do.
Republicans come up with some wild stuff, and Democrats do, too.
They do things as a gang they would never do alone.
Well, that's gang
mentality. They're like teenagers, you know. They go out and break windows and smash things. Once in a few rare instances, teens would do that. But no individual teen would do that. It's just the gang mentality.
The difference between me and you is I tend to attribute to Democrats reasonable opinions. I don't agree with them all. I agree with some of them. But, you know, I don't think they're bad people for holding opinions that differ from mine.
And what do I do?
Well, you tend to be little people who disagree with you.
Only you? No.
Oh,
I don't
just
be
me?
Little
oh,
other
oh,
people.
I'm honored to have been singled out for your wrath.
That might be a fair criticism. I'll have to think about that. That's not an attribute I wear proudly. So I'll have to think about that.
The thing is that the Democrats have some legitimate ideas. And if you even listen to Bernie Sanders and you take away some of the wild stuff, there are things he says that make sense. And the same with Donald Trump. But, you know, we're so busy being partisan politic people that we can't acknowledge that President Trump's done some good things on the Democratic side. And on the Republican side, we can't acknowledge that Bernie Sanders has some ideas worth pursuing.
Well, you sound like somebody who's a socialist. Next thing you want us to have Medicare for all. You know?
No, I would say I'm right of center, but not terribly far right of center. But I am right of center.
Okay.
You know, am I as conservative as Fred Keller? No, I'm not. Am I as liberal as you? Far from it.
But I'm a Republican in name only.
Well, if the Republican Party finds out you joined, I think they're going to be asking you to switch.
Yeah, Pat Saylor's not sending me any invitation. All right, 1-800-795-9565. I'd actually forgotten that I was a Republican, but we kept getting these flyers at the door saying, please support ex-Republican and this, you know, in the primary coming up. And I'm like, why are we getting these?
I don't know.
My lovely bride was Democrat.
The only
good
thing about today is it'll be an end to the political robocalls.
Mm.
I've had so many different calls from county commissioner candidates, the president of the United States.
Really?
Congressional candidates.
I wonder why. We haven't received any that I know of. I mean, we get quite a few hang-ups, but no political calls.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't worry about Northumberland.
On your cell phone or on your landline?
No, a landline.
Hmm.
You have no landline?
Oh, we do. Oh, but it hardly ever rings.
Surprised you. Well, then you must have. Do you have an unlisted number?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. But we got lots of robocalls about the political race.
All right. Well, let's take a quickie break. When we come back, we want to talk about boycotting Georgia. Should you not go to Georgia or spend some money there if their abortion law takes effect? 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We've wrapped up our reflection of President Trump's visit and his endorsement of Fred Keller and Fred Keller's endorsement of the president. We're moving on to Georgia's heartbeat bill momentarily.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. We have open phones remaining. Four lines total. 1-800-795-9565. Text Connect is open. How do you participate in Text Connect? Well, you would sign up at WKOK.com, and we send out emergency messages. Breaking national or local news is the kind of thing that we would send out. And you can sign up at WKOK.com. And then it's two-way communication. You can send us a text at 70236 at any time.
Well, Georgia's controversial heartbeat bill has prompted threats again from Hollywood stars vowing to boycott the state if the legislation goes into effect in January. If celebrities and production companies follow through with their word, the Peach State's economy could take a hit. Here are the people who so far have announced that they will be boycotting. Jason Bateman, Ron Howard, and Brian Grazer were among the Hollywood heavyweights who've recently said they would stop working in Georgia next year if House Bill 481, which bans abortions when a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually at 6 weeks, takes effect. If the heartbeat bill makes it through the court system, I will not work in Georgia or any other state that is so disgracefully at odds with women's rights, Bateman said, who stars in Netflix Ozark and HBO's The Outsider, which are filmed in Georgia. He told that to The Hollywood Reporter. Ozark's a great show, by the way. Well, I don't participate.
Never seen it.
Never seen
Never
it.
Heard
it's a
of
great
it.
Show. Ron Howard and Brian Grazer, who run Image Entertainment, also told the magazine that although they are choosing to move forward with their scheduled film shoot of the Netflix movie Hillbilly Elegy in Georgia later this month, they will discontinue production in the state if the bill is enacted. After much thought and deliberation, we decided to continue with shooting Hillbilly Elegy in Georgia next month. Imagine Entertainment said in a statement, "We felt we could not abandon the hundreds of men and women whose means of support depend on this production, including those who directly contribute to the film and other businesses in the community that sustain the production. We see Governor Kemp's bill as a direct attack on women's rights, and we will be making a donation to the ACLU to support their battle against this oppressive legislation."
All right, 1-800-795-9565. You don't like boycotts, right?
No, but, you know, as I said yesterday, when you talked about protests and waving signs, they're certainly more effective than standing on the street corner waving a sign.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in this case, they could hurt Georgia's economy, you know, and actions have consequences. You know, if Georgia passes a bill you don't like, you don't have to do business with Georgia. There's
well,
no
somebody's
going
to say, go ahead, take your money and go.
The governor's saying that. He called them third-rate C-list personalities.
Oh.
Or C-list celebrities, he called them.
Well, they're B-list. Anyway.
Well,
Jason
Ron
Bateman.
Howard is not B-list.
Oh, he's A-list.
He's A-list. And so, is, in my opinion, is Jason Bateman.
Okay.
I don't have an opinion on Brian Grazer. But still, you know, this is the way we are in this country. The minute somebody has an opinion we don't like, instead of sitting down and saying, well, you know, maybe they have a right to have their opinion take place, we decide to boycott them. We do that almost immediately. It's almost a gut reaction.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking about the Hillbilly Elegy that might not happen in Georgia. It would happen someplace else, though. It's HBO's doing that.
Yes. That's Ron Howard and Brian Grazer doing that.
That would be a good show. Those are good people teaming up anyway,
yeah.
Or it's had the potential to be good.
Well, as I told you, Ozarks, I had, like, I think two or three seasons so far. It's a very, very good show. On
what's that about?
It's about a family that gets caught up in money laundering.
All right.
That's
a
very thumbnail description of it.
Okay. 1-800-795-9565. We started out our show talking about...
And we have one call waiting and one coming in.
Talking about... What were we talking about at the beginning of the show? Oh, President Trump. Yeah, the visit. 1-800-795-9565. I think I even reflected out loud, certainly off mic, that a surprise we hadn't heard from Al since he had such a good parking space at the rally. We figured he'd want to call in.
And he paid extra money to get out soon.
I did have a good time. It was a great time. And I'm just glad I went there, and it will be a memory I have forever. I got two signatures. I got Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly's signature on the same hat.
Who's Kimberly?
And his new girlfriend.
All right.
Well, there's an autograph. And, I got Donald Trump's son's girlfriend's autograph.
Yeah, there you go. But they're both on the same hat.
Well, if they break up, what then?
It's the romance. The bromance is true, because if you watch online streaming, you'll hear somebody holler, "I love you, President Trump." And that was me. And he said, "I heard somebody in a manly voice say, I love you." And he turned around and looked at me and he says, "I love you too."
You're kidding me. That was you?
No. Yeah.
Oh, my
it
gosh.
Was great. And, so that's something I'll never forget. I mean, I think, you know, like I always say, I think he loves everybody and just wants to do good. And Lord willing, people come together and forget who he is and just go by what he does.
All right.
And I don't think he did anything all that bad so far. You know what I mean?
Right. What do you think about the Georgia boycott? Some individuals that are associated with Hollywood?
I think the boycott is just a way that they can protest, and it's good if it makes them feel better. But I don't think it's really going to do that much because the flow is going that way. I saw this morning South Carolina's on a 2-year plan to adopt the heartbeat, and I think that's just going to fly around. Once we get to 70%, it's almost, you know, it's never been a constitutional right to kill anybody or kill a baby or whatever.
Well, you and Stan are on the same page. He texts, so why are these Hollywood leftists so set on killing babies? What do they have against a baby living?
I know. My goodness, even if you don't want the baby, I don't know if anybody ever went through this, but it's something you're going to have to answer to. And you're not going to answer to the government. You know, we like to kid around and say, when you get to the pearly gates, St. Peter's going to say, remember that first gift I gave you? You know, and Planned Parenthood, if you watch the movie on Planned, they plan on getting 3 abortions out of 1 girl. That was the plan. That's why Abby Johnson left there. And when she was, I think you ought to put that little video on of sucking the baby up through a tube and the doctor saying, beam me up, Scotty. I mean, it's just horrible. And there's been babies that they go count the parts because it comes apart. They have to go in a room and count the parts and make sure they got all the baby and, you know, all that. And one time they were counting baby parts and it was 3 arms. And they said, oh my goodness, we got 3 arms here. And they go back in the room and there's a baby laying there with 1 arm. And he was a survivor on Fox TV. And he was along with 2 other girls that day. So, you know, if you just think of it that way, and if you did something 40 years ago, 42 years ago, whatever, it still doesn't matter. I mean, because it's with our Lord and God's law, it's at the end of this big dress rehearsal here on Earth, you got to answer for.
One of our listeners, going back to your original call, says, gee, I wish I could have the autograph of the woman who Don Jr. left his family for. Such a beacon of light.
Those are Republican ideals, baby. You stay married, you keep your family glued together.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Right.
And sometimes things just don't work out, and it might be better off that way for them. You know, maybe they didn't belong together first off, but they had their babies, and they're still alive, so everybody can figure that out later, what their opinion is, what really matters, not all of our opinions.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Al. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad you had a good parking space yesterday. Did you get out in a hurry, as you had hoped?
Yep. Right on out, down through the alleys, like I know, my back way through the alleys, and shoot, right out of the north end of town. Everybody was trying to get out of the south end of town.
So you went up by Little League in that region. Okay. Yep. I got you. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for checking in out.
Yep.
All right. Appreciate that.
Going back to our story, Georgia has largely benefited from the film and television industry by providing 30% tax incentives to companies. The state, dubbed the Hollywood of the South, is the most popular filming location in the U.S. and the site to some blockbusters like Avengers Endgame. A record 455 projects were produced in the state in the 2018 fiscal year, generating about $9.5 billion, and more than 92,100 jobs were created, making up nearly $4.6 billion in Georgia's total wages, according to the state report. So it's no small piece of change.
Right, adds up. So this, if they just go ahead and take their...
I think it's going to be interesting to see if Hollywood puts its money where its mouth is. A 30% credit is something hard to come by. They're sure not going to get that from the unions in Hollywood.
1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Memorize it. You'll need it tomorrow when we host on the Mark program. We have open phones again scheduled for tomorrow. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News Time. It is 10 o'clock, time for the Dan Patrick Show.